Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Hey there, bestie. I'm Lori Ami, your What to Read Next podcast host. Join me as we dive into exciting new reads that'll have you reaching for your TBR pile in no time. From gripping mysteries to spicy romances, we'll explore it all and help you find your next favorite book. So grab a cup of tea, cozy it up, and let's discover some amazing reads together. Hi, Kieran. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So excited to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So, where to begin? My name is Kieran Scott, and I am an author who has been working for about 20 years, which is hard to believe. I've written a ton of YA and middle grade novels, and just recently, over the past few years, started publishing for adults. And we're here to talk about my third book, People Will Talk, which is coming out in July of 2024.
So what led you to transition out of the YA middle grade into adult?
It's a good question. I basically had been doing YA fiction for so long, and I'm very much a contemporary writer. I've dabbled a little bit in magical realism and things like that, but I'm really a contemporary writer. And we were in this point in the market of YA where, you know, it was Twilight and the Hunger Games, like just all these things that were really big hooks, really fantasy, dystopia. Things that I don't feel like I have a talent for. Yeah. And that was what was really selling. And it just occurred to me also around the same time that I was getting much older. I was in my 40s and I didn't really feel necessarily like I was so in touch with the current teens and what they were worried about, what their concerns were, what their world even was like. And I didn't want to start to feel irrelevant and realize that I had a lot of stories that I had collected since becoming an adult that I might want to tell. So I gave it a shot, and luckily Simon & Schuster took a chance on me and acquired my first adult novel, Wish You Were Gone, and it's just been all uphill from there, really.
Yeah, I love the fact I've seen a lot of YA authors that I've been reading for 10, 20 years who have transitioned over to the adult market, and as someone who has gotten older, like I'm in my 40s now, I appreciate the transition now, and I appreciate their take on this market where the issues are different. They're not the coming of age or the parental issues or trying to figure out who you are. Like your issues are different. Like your needs are different. Your interests are different. And there's something nice to be said about that. And I was telling you before we started that I love, and we'll talk about the book, but I love the fact that it's like the soapy distraction. Like people behaving badly that you can get away with YA, but not as like, but you can truly get away with it in adult.
It's
like
true.
Making bad decisions and you're like, oh, here's a train wreck right into heaven. I think adult allows you to do really bad decisions.
Yes, yeah. I totally agree. I feel like we hold our YA characters to a strangely high standard.
Yeah.
They always have to learn something and grow from whatever it is that happens, right? Like that's what you want to see in a YA story. Yeah. It's very rare that that doesn't occur. And with adults, you know, we're all flawed and they can just be flawed and they can keep being flawed and keep doing stupid things. So it was really interesting to me to transition. It just really opens up a whole new set of things you can talk about and different ways of talking about.
Yeah. So let's talk about People Will Talk, which is your third adult book. Tell us a little elevator pitch. What is the hook? Who is it for? What can we expect from this book?
So this book is about three women who are all in one way or another entangled with a wealthy sort of ladies man named Peter Frank. And they're all invited to a clam bake at his house that turns out to be his surprise wedding to a fourth woman. And by the end of the night, the bride turns up dead and the three women find themselves to be murder suspects. And, you know, it unravels from there. The three of them don't love each other, but they're forced to work together to kind of clear their own names.
Yes, I actually love the premise. It looked like it felt like a housewife, kind of like a murder mystery kind of deal, where it's like you got the man child character who's entangled with everyone, who's the ladies' man. He's like entangled, and everyone has a say, like, and not just like, and not just for him as a romantic partner, because we have the aunt, the guardian of his child, who is raising the kid. And so it's just like this very like high concept of a story, and then seeing it unravel, like you can't stop reading. You're like, okay, but how is it gonna unravel at the end?
Thank you. That's so nice. Yeah, I have always been sort of fascinated with those people who really just go through the world feeling fully that they're the center of the universe, right? Yeah. And that's sort of what Peter is. He just feels like everyone should fall in line to whatever he needs or wants at any given moment. And it turns out to not really work out for him in the end in this book. But it's those characters really do fascinate me. I have a friend who really always went for that kind of guy. And every time the rest of us would just look at her and say like, oh God, not again. Like this person's never going to put you first. And so, yeah, I really wanted to try to get that down on the page.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's sometimes sweet to just see the downfall of that kind of guy. You're like, oh, yes. Because it's like, honestly, it's a trust fund baby. It's a nepo baby. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a sense of like, mind child, like, I deserve to have everything should come easy to me. And I can actually like, let it just, I don't have to work too hard. Like the fact that he doesn't raise his child. Like,
exactly. Someone will do that for me. That's fine.
Somebody will do that for me. And then the person who's doing it for you, I'm going to make your life impossible to live with. Mm-hmm. Make it make sense. It's like the level of privilege. And so sometimes it's sweet just to see them, their downfall.
I mean, that's the beauty of writing fiction, right? Even if you feel like it would never happen in real life, you get to make it happen on the page.
Yes. Awesome. So do we expect more adult books from you? Is this the genre that you're settling in now?
Yeah, this is where I love to be now. I have a new proposal for another book that my editor is looking at now. So fingers crossed that she likes it. But more mysteries, that's just where my heart lies. I love to write a good mystery, and I keep going back to playing in that sort of what you're talking about, that sort of overprivileged world, and seeing how that those people function and kind of having somebody out, you know, fish out of water involved in the situation is always sort of where I go. And so it's trying to figure out new ways to tell that story and new mysteries to come up with. But yeah, that's where I'm sticking.
And for listeners who may not have dabbled in mysteries because they feel just scared cat or too triggering, these are really good entry points to enter the genre. They're actually like, the trigger warnings are not there, like the sense that you're looking for.
And they're not too stressful.
No, it's not. It's just like, it's addictive and you want to keep reading, but you can read it at night. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
There you go. That's a good way to put it. I like that.
Yeah. So it's a pretty good entry point. If you're looking for something to read at night, it's totally fine.
Won't keep you up. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, it will keep you up because you want to know what happened next, but it will not keep you up with like nightmares.
Exactly. Exactly.
Awesome. So let's talk about some book recommendations. What kind of books do you tend to read? Do you tend to read like some of the mysteries, or you have like different genres? What's your reading life looks like for you?
So I bounce back and forth between sort of, well, rom-coms, definitely. Mm-hmm. I definitely love mysteries, and I love a cozy mystery. That's kind of what I've been gravitating towards recently. And then I've been also really loving stories where there are found families. That's something that I've kind of gotten into recently. And sometimes you can find one that kind of contains all three, which I love. So one of my favorite books that I've read in the past year was called The Very Secret Society of Irregular Witches. Loved this book. And it had all of those things. There was a mystery. There was a found family. There was a little bit of magical realism. And of course, there was a romance. And I've heard there's a second one coming very soon. So I'm very excited.
Yes, it's like cozy vibes. Like it's not just anything. It's like a mystery, but it's like cozy vibe-y. Like
you exactly.
Can just, like, drink a hot cup of tea or water or like
coffee. And you can imagine it's like raining outside and you're curled up and it's for anyone who might be turned off by the word witches in a title, because I know there are people, you know, who think that's not for them. I feel like it's not like Charmed or something, you know, like it's not like so crazy in the occult or anything. It's just a very cozy family who happens to have some irregular powers. So loved that book. I also this year read Dial A for Aunties. Loved that book as well. I mean, just these books, like every character is so vivid and well realized, from, you know, the kids in the Irregular Witches book to all of the aunties in Dial A for Aunties. You just know exactly who they all are from page one, which I love. I think the writers did such a fantastic job bringing everybody to life. But Dial A for Aunties, again, a little bit of romance, a little bit of mystery, a little bit of mayhem, a lot of humor. Loved that book as well.
Dial A for Aunties is more like, it's like a remake of Weekends at Bernie's, which I absolutely love that movie.
And oh my gosh, that's so true. Oh my gosh, that's so true. Yeah. And then I'm obsessed with the Finley Donovan series, which I think a lot of people are obsessed with. I'm in the middle of reading the fourth book right now. And from the very first book, when I saw the cover of that book on Instagram, I was like, yeah, that's for me. Like, they just did such a fantastic job with that whole package. But Elle, who I'm blessed to know, she's just a fantastic writer. And this is my favorite thing she's ever done. So can't stop reading those. Again, mystery and funny and a little bit of romance. So we're seeing a theme here. And then I'm like trying to think of like a mystery. So, oh yeah, I've gotten very much into the Thursday Murder Club, another cozy mystery series. And it's funny because I would have said, if you had asked me these questions a couple years ago, I would have said, I don't get into series because I don't like to get stuck with one set of characters. And, you know, I like to read a lot of different things. But lately I've been getting into these series and I can't, you know, they're like popcorn, like can't stop reading. So yeah, I think those are my tops right now.
These are great tops. And honestly, I know series can get, especially cozy mystery series, that can be like 5 to 10 to 20, 30 books long. It can be intimidating, but at the same time, you can pick them up at any moment. Your comfort, your cozy is like seeing your friends, seeing what the update, what's happening to their lives. So sometimes it's nice, like, hey, I want to see my friend group from Finley Donovan. Let me see what Veronica's doing. You know?
Exactly.
What are they getting into? Which hijinks are happening? And it's nice. It's like, it's just comforting. I think in this world, and everything is like just unsettling, it's sometimes nice to just go back to that cozy comfort needed.
Very true. Yep.
So tell us where we can find you online.
So I have an Instagram. It's Kieran Scott Author. That's my social that I go to the most. Mm-hmm. It's the same handle on Threads. I am there as well. And I think on Threads, I post a little bit more personal stuff here and there. So, you know, if you're interested in that kind of thing. And I guess that's really it. I do have a website, kieranscott.com. I'm very bad at keeping it up, though. If you went there right now, you wouldn't see People Will Talk. So that's how bad I am at keeping it up. Yeah. So I would say Instagram and Threads are the two places.
Awesome. Thank you, Kara, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of the Watch Read Next podcast. If you enjoy our bookish conversations and want more recommendations, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Also, head on over to the Watch Read Next blog for a list of books mentioned in today's show. Happy reading. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit watchreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.